The Schools We Need by E.D. Hirsch, Jr. The book is subtitled, And Why We Don't Have Them. Chapter 1. Introduction. Failed Theories, Famished Minds. 1. Continued Educational Failure. Take a young boy or girl from a typical American family who goes to a typical American school, and imagine that child growing up in France or Germany, Japan, or Taiwan. Few would choose to make the experiment. Most Americans believe, as I do, that this country, with its traditions of political freedom and its generous optimism, is the greatest country in the world. But the evidence is strong that that very same young child would grow up more competent in those other countries than in the United States, through having learned much, much more at school in the early grades. Although our political traditions and even our universities may be without peer, our K-12 education is among the least effective in the developed world. Its controlling theories, curricular incoherencies, and what I call its naturalistic fallacies are positive barriers to a good education. Scholars from abroad who study American schools are astonished that our children, who score very low in international comparisons, are actually as competent as they manage to be. Considering their very American vitality and independent-mindedness, one thinks ruefully of what these children could become under a good, demanding, and fair educational system. The importance of theories in human affairs was memorably stated by John Maynard Keynes. Practical men, who believe themselves to be quite exempt from any intellectual influences, are usually the slaves of some defunct economist. It is ideas, not vested in...